Ladies and gentlemen, come on in. They are declared a public nuisance in 23 British cities. Open to public ridicule in 48 countries. Banned from 65 international territories. Please welcome, pumping thick, creamy dollops of loveliness into your earholes, Richard and Steve.
Hello, this is Richard Shepherd from the Richard and Steve podcast. Welcome to the new episode. With me as always...
Second.
This is take two.
Take with me, fucking two. Take fucking one was really fucking good.
You can probably tell that with me in the studio is my turning the airwaves blue life partner, Stephen Leslie Parks.
Hello.
How the F are you, Stephen?
I'm good, considering the fact that we've done a really good fucking podcast up to this fucking point, and it was really fucking good, and then my computer decided to fucking die because of stupid Maplin fucking thing. But now, at the moment, I am fine.
And you're going to cut back on the effing and the jeffing?
Well, I've probably used all of my quota in
well,
that.
You certainly effed.
You haven't really jeffed.
You haven't
what
jeffed
is jeffing?
Watch it, son. We'll have to bleep that now.
Jeffing?
Don't make it worse.
Oh, okay, sorry.
For God's sake, man.
Fine.
Okay, well, apart from that little technical setback, how has your previous couple of weeks been?
Well, as I said before, I wish I could say something interesting and exciting.
Yep.
To make my life
me too.
Seem fuck off.
I wish you could say that as
to
well.
To seem... I like your watch, by the way. Where did you get that?
That was a gift from my good friend, Merrick Williams.
Ah, you bum chum.
He's not a bum chum. He just merely has a good eye for male accessories. Like this lovely leather... cuff watch thing.
It's a very
wearing.
Nice watch. It's very nice. Yes. Yeah. Anyway, but like
don't
I said,
too much into it.
No, I wish.
The wedding ring.
It wasn't the fact that he'd give it to you naked.
He give me what naked?
He give that to you naked.
He give that.
It
to
was
me
actually
naked.
Strapped to his cock.
It was,
and he was like, "Here's your Christmas present, both of them."
Anyway,
no, my week. I took a few weeks have been a bit. Boring.
That's
I haven't
you
done
work
any...
in a museum, though.
No, working in a museum
day.
Is fun.
Okay, really?
It's good, honestly.
What's fun about working in a museum is it at night when all the monsters come alive?
Yes, that and the fact that I don't have to deal with people wanking off.
I do. At the bar, I had somebody masturbating at my bar the other day.
Mm. And when he says bar, it's not a pseudonym for his butthole.
It's not a butthole. No, it's King Edward VII on Elsham Road. Come along if you fancy getting your head kicked in.
Or if you want to see some freaky dude wanking his meat.
Yes. Well, he kept it in his pants. He kind of...
Oh, because that makes it so much better, doesn't it?
Well, it doesn't make it worse.
Well, at least you didn't get your dick out, sir.
Yeah. We appreciate the fact you showed some restraint. Perhaps next time you could show just that little bit more.
Like go to the toilet.
Or just not masturbate at all.
That's a lot to ask
in
about,
an ideal
really,
world,
isn't it?
That would be my preference here. But if you
what,
do...
no guys would whack off? What happens if it was a woman... flicking her bean at the bar, would you have told her to stop then?
Flicking her bean at the bar?
Not flicking it at the bar, I mean flicking it at the bar.
If it was a woman pleasuring herself at the bar, I would indeed take strong measures to
help her.
Remove her from the general populace, where she could no longer cause such a commotion in my pants. No, I'm just kidding. No, I tell her just to... Hey, woman, just... put it away. This is like a... It's not a food service area, but people might want to eat crisps and stuff.
Yeah, or nuts.
Or nuts. Chili nuts, Nobby's nuts, salted nuts, dry roasted nuts, pork scratching, scampi-flavoured fries, cheese-flavoured moments, bacon fries.
What about cheese and onion crisps?
Oh, and cockles. We do cockles.
Gross.
You'd love that.
Who the fuck has cockles at a bar?
Cockneys, I would assume.
I don't.
And actually, a few people do. One of my co-workers... has this horrible habit of when it gets near midnight, he has a bag of cockles.
Are they fish?
Yeah, they're little shellfish, little kind of winkles like that. He'll open up the bag and pour it into a shot glass, and pour some Tabasco on, and just
that's disgusting. Down it. He pour it into a glass.
He's a disgusting man.
What do you think to that, then, Peter?
What do you think I am, a ruddy circus sideshow?
Well, I don't know, just kind of asking.
Yeah, thank you to Peter Dixon.
That's it, Peter Dixon.
Peter Dixon for doing the intro for today's podcast. We appreciate that. God bless
you. You'll notice that we haven't got a theme tune because apparently some people said it was shit.
Okay, why don't you just sit back and have it? What are you drinking there? Green tea?
Yes.
Why on earth are you why on earth are you drinking green tea?
Because somebody introduced me to the green tea and I love it.
Okay, did they introduce you to the companion hobby to green tea? Green tea bagging?
I can't honestly say I've ever green tea bagged somebody, no.
Have you snorkeled somebody?
If I knew what that meant, I could probably answer
it's
that.
It's a new craze that's sweeping the nation, snorkeling. It originated in the Navy, and now it's...
Doesn't everything that deals with men doing things to other men...
Almost certainly. I think you can trace back any gay sex act
do you know what?
To being done originally on a boat. Somewhere.
You know what? I always think it's funny that when you see these army guys, all look pretty butch. Then you see like the Air Force guys, they're, you know, pretty butch too.
Yeah, butch enough.
And then you see the Navy running around in shorts and socks pulled up to their knees. I think, I'm sorry, am I supposed to take you seriously?
I know. And
the Rear Admiral? What the hell's that all about?
As I see it, yes!
Well, there you go. Now, the uniform has always looked a bit faggoty.
It has, hasn't
it? I speak as somebody whose family is a proud naval tradition.
Oh, that goes
which
figure.
I did not follow. But
go figure that out.
But I love the fact that. Like,
so that means then that people in. Hang on, I just need to.
Hats like Popeye all the time.
And the flared trousers.
And bell bottoms or knickerbockers.
Do you reckon they just break out into song every now and then when they're on the
deck?
They
look like they weren't. They look like they would.
You come from a proud naval tradition, which would mean then that your family would have probably got up to that kind of nonsense.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah, if you want to insult my elderly grandfather who served in the Navy.
During the Second World War?
Yes.
Then they were all doing it during the Second World War. Everyone was doing it during the Second World War.
Are you saying that the Second World War was gay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's be honest, Hitler was gay.
If there are...
I actually heard a rumour that Hitler was actually gay.
I heard that too, I don't know if I believe it.
Really? What with all the little camp and the little... And making all the guys kind of, you know, march that way, kicking their feet out.
Kicking their feet out.
With a little hand up like...
Like that. Yeah, but he also, you know, had a sexual companion.
What, his niece?
No, he had a few of them, actually. And he got married at the end of his life.
Oh.
Like a day before he killed himself.
That's why he got married and realised that he was actually
married
gay.
Life, that must be pretty bad.
I mean, well, it must have been a pretty bad marriage to kill yourself.
Well, exactly.
Mind you have seen German women.
True that. They do tend to run towards the hefty, shall we say.
The festively round.
The festively plump.
So, yeah. So that's...
you've had a fairly boring couple of weeks. Peter Dixon is doing the intro.
It is decidedly so.
Yes. Eagle-eared viewers may remember me promising Matthew Stogden on this podcast. Unfortunately, he can't make it. Maybe next month. For those of
we
you,
should stop saying to these people we're going to have him in here because really he's just not interested anymore.
I mean, for those of you who don't know Matthew Stogden, think Milwaukee Cannibal Jeffrey Dahmer meets Tron, and you've pretty much got him summed up there.
But does he glow as much though?
He's glowing with health and happiness. I'm sure. I don't know.
Full of spunk.
He's a spunky young man, I think. Well, that's a smell I got from him anyway, you know. But maybe next month, talk about the big summer release, which I don't really care about. But I'm sure it'll happen soon. Are you having a chocolate?
Would you like a truffle?
If we both eat chocolates, it's going to make for poor radio.
You have one.
Okay.
What
are you going to talk about while I'm eating, just so I don't get...
Ball injury news.
Okay, lead up to it. I'm a bit depressed about ball injury news. But you get enthused about it, and maybe that'll help.
Well, you were saying you're getting up as you... you're scoring it up the arse. And I thought, well, yes, fair enough, that is very true. But, ball injury news, you feel... to do with the...
I just think, I don't know if we lost our way. I don't know if we're doing the Lord's good work.
The Lord's work?
The Lord's good work by...
Well, that's... Hang on, wait a minute. You're an atheist. Amy. You're an atheist, and I'm a homosexual.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how does that? How can we do the Lord's work?
Well, man, because you know, even if we don't believe in God, and even if your whole lifestyle is an affront to Him, that doesn't mean there is that statistical anomaly where He might actually exist. That 0.0000111%.
You know, when God doesn't answer your prayers, He's having gay sex.
I know. He's fisting. He's snorkeling. I didn't get around to snorkeling, did I?
No, and there'll be no snorkeling here, thank you very much.
You don't even know what it is.
I'm gathering it's something to do with a person's penis and blowing into it.
No.
Oh, it has something to do with a cock, though, doesn't
it? Yes.
And somebody else's cock, not your own.
You haven't heard about this on the gay vine.
On the look, just because I'm a gay man doesn't mean I follow everything like sticking fucking Lego up your bum.
What's that called?
I don't know. That's the way everyone did it.
Stickle bricks.
Oh no, that gets stuck.
Mega blocks.
Mega blocks and Lego are two different things. And the sooner you learn that, the better our relationship will be.
You can't afford. If you can't afford Lego, you can use Mega Blocks.
Mega Blocks is just as expensive as Lego.
Fine. Okay.
The only thing that's good about Mega Blocks is they've got Halo Mega Blocks.
I have not seen that. I don't really like Halo that much.
I don't either, but it looks cool.
I find it somewhat
snorkeling.
Impressive. And how come you're playing Halo and you're like a tough guy called Master Chef? How is that meant to strike fear into your enemies' hearts if you're?
I think it's pronounced chief.
Lloyd
and it's
Grossman's Master Chef 2005.
Now, who would live on a spaceship like this?
Yeah, that's very
David, cool. It's over to.
Anyway, do you want to hear about snorkeling?
Yes.
And then
we are all hanging on every word.
Snorkeling, naval tradition, the dude's asleep in the bunk, you crouch above him and lay
How can you crouch above him in a bunk?
It's the Navy, they're trained for these situations.
Understood, I thought they all kind of lived in hammocks.
Actually, if you cut a hole in your bunk, you could kind of lower yourself down. That Mission Impossible stuff.
That would be pretty creepy though, wouldn't it, to see that? Go on.
Then you lay each one of your testicles... Mm-hmm. All three of them.
Weirdo.
One on the eye of the person below you. So their eyes are covered by your
balls.
Okay. And your penis lays along their nose like a snorkel.
But a snorkel comes out of the mouth.
Well.
Not on the nut. What kind of a fucking snorkel is that? It comes out of your mouth. You have it and you breathe through it.
What?
A snorkel comes out of your mouth. That's that little tube, isn't it?
Well, yeah, but you don't actually...
Yeah, but you don't have it on your nose.
Nobody actually dips a tea bag anymore. You just leave the tea bag in and take it out when you're ready. Nobody actually dunks it.
What's that got to do with sticking your balls in someone's face?
Because apparently you're craving accuracy regarding perverted homosexual acts.
Let's move on. That's
Please.
Just too weird for me. Going on to ball injury news.
Let us redeem ourselves.
Ball injury news.
Do you want to play the trailer?
It's a time of the ruddy month again where we hear some more ball injury news with your hosts, Richard and Steve.
There you go. Thank you, Peter Dixon there. Okay, ball injury news. I'm a bit depressed. I don't know if we're doing the Lord's good work. And I was really upset about this yesterday. But then we received an email. A concerned listener who thought I sounded a bit depressed on the last Ball Injury Theatre news, which I did. And they gave me guidance. They gave me guidance in the form of three verses from the Bible, which I, Brother Shepherd, will now ask you, Brother Stephen.
Brother Shepherd.
No, actually, Father Superior Shepherd. Archbishop Shepherd will now ask you, Brother Stephen, of the monastic order.
Why can't I be Reverend Stephen?
Of the monastic order of mincing buffoons to read out for me in your best big boy
voice. That would technically mean if you were my archbishop, you'd be in the same thing as me. So
you're doing the what with the what now?
If I was a father of the mincing buffoons, that would make you an archbishop of the mincing buffoons, wouldn't it?
I'd be king of the mincing buffoons.
Up your bum.
Relatively.
With your weird old campy hat.
Okay. Right.
I'm sorry, is that an actual real real Bible?
This is the New World Translation of the Holy Scriptures, also known as the Jehovah's Witnesses Bible.
But what? Jehovah's Witnesses?
Yes.
So that's
did
not...
you think it was?
Well, I thought that might have been like a
Harrison
real Bible.
Fallen Witness?
I thought it was a real Bible.
Well, it is a real Bible.
It's not the Holy Bible, though, is it?
Yes, it's just a translation.
They how can like it be a Jehovah's Witness Bible?
Dozens. This is the one. This is the translation they like. It's
so this is the thing. This is the shit that they try and preach to me when they knock on my door. Haven't I got to read one of these?
Okay, right.
You want me to read one?
These are all the people who God doesn't like, okay?
Okay.
Read it from verse 18. There, you see the beginning there?
Mm-hmm.
To 20... Actually...
21's there.
Yeah, until the end of 20, then.
End of 20.
In your best... And can we get some organ music behind us here? Can we just kind of get it more of a monastic kind of feel to the... Oh, that's beautiful.
Very echoey, too.
Oh, Brother Stephen, will you favour us with a reading from the good book Leviticus 21:20?
In case there is of any man in whom there is a defect, he may not come near. A man blind or lame with his nose slit or with one member too long.
That's me out.
Or a man in whom there proves to be a fracture of the foot or a fracture of the hand. What's ridiculous? Or a hunchback or thin or diseased in his eyes or scabby or having ringworms or having his testicles broken. What?
I know, man.
Any man of the seed.
T-E-H mental. Any, it's mental.
Any man of the seed or acorn, the priest in whom there.
You idiot. Aaron. Oh, you don't have to read that bit. It just gets worse, basically.
He may eat the bread of his God, whom the most holy things. And from the holy things, however, he may not come in near their curtain.
Come here, make yourself comfortable. Sorry, I'm just talking to your cat.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, he'll do that.
He's sitting on my bag.
Yeah, he'll do that.
Okay. That's... So all those people are obscene in the eyes of God, basically.
So basically, people who have ever broken their hand or their leg, anyone who's had ringworm or has got scabs of any kind.
But particularly the testicle thing.
Yeah, who breaks their testicles?
What people we talk about in ball injury theatre.
So everyone that's ever hurt their testicle, God hates you. What happens if it's a priest who got kicked in the balls by someone who didn't like
it's
his sermon?
Okay, these are all the people, these are all the animals you can sacrifice to God and he'll be happy with it and he'll be like, yeah, that's great, thanks, mate.
I wanted one of those.
Nice sacrificing.
Okay, so I've got to read from 23, okay, or are you going to do it?
These are all the animals you can't sacrifice.
Oh, you can't sacrifice.
These are all the problems with animals that may forbid you from sacrificing them to your Lord God, Jehovah.
Why can't you do that? Why can't you sacrifice them?
Because there's something wrong with them.
There is something wrong with them.
You'll tell me what's wrong with them when I ask you to read Leviticus chapter 22, verse 23 to 25.
23.
Favor us with a reading.
23.
Brother Stephen.
Okay, yeah. As for a bull or a sheep having a member too long or
that's
too short, you may make it a voluntary offering, but for a vow it will not be accepted with approval. But one having the testicles squeezed or crushed or pulled off or cut off, you must not present to Jehovah. And in your land, you should not render them up even.
So, to cut a long story short, God is basically on crack most of the time.
He's basically saying, if your animal's got a dick too big or too small, I'm not taking it. Which makes me think he's a size queen. And he doesn't want anything to do with people who've actually squeezed someone's balls.
I know, I don't really get the nature of sacrifice myself, but
I don't understand why a dick would make a difference.
If you kill a sheep down here, it's God in heaven, the sheep pops up, and he's like, oh... good looking sheep, can I just have a... oh, wait a minute.
Your dick's too big, love.
Wait, come on. This is ridiculous.
You think my godly ass can take that?
What's with the sheep with the big dick? I'm going to smite you for that one.
But it says in there bulls. Bulls have pretty big dicks. So how long is too long for a bull with a big dick?
If there are any cows listening, perhaps you'd like to write in and tell
us. Not cows, bulls.
No, but they
cows are females.
They care if they got the big dicks. Really. They care if the bulls have got the big dicks.
Look, cows have guys stick their arms all the way up to the shoulder, up their arse. I don't think they really care.
You're right. A bull's dick would be a birthday present. Under those circumstances.
Yes, of course.
However,
why wear a condom on your arm though? It's not like you're going to get them pregnant by sticking your hand up their arse, is it?
Fair point. I don't know. However, we're now switching books to the book of Deuteronomy and. For anybody
to the book of what?
Deuteronomy.
What the fuck's Deuteronomy?
And if anybody wants ever a good laugh, just read the book of Deuteronomy. It is mental.
Yeah, especially if you can't say it.
It's the weirdest book ever written by an idiot. Okay.
Wait, I just saw the word camp.
Okay.
In the case you get out into camp against your enemies, you must also keep yourself from everything, every bad thing.
Makes perfect sense.
This doesn't make any sense. Someone writing this, like you say, was on crack and thought, oh no, I'll tell him a big guy in the sky told me about it.
Yeah, Moses was gangster tripping, man. He was 8 miles high.
Those two tablets he had were E's.
But a quick, swift reference. Deuteronomy...
is Moses in
chapter
that?
Chapter 23. Well, they're called the books of Moses, basically.
Are you asking me to read 23? Because the first thing I saw was testicles.
Beautiful. Take it away, Steve.
Okay.
Take me home.
Apparently...
What? Read it.
Sorry, I just read something else above it, which made me laugh. I'll read this one first.
Go
one,
for it.
Which is verse 23. No man castrated by crushing the testicles or having his male member cut off may come into the congregation of Jehovah.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. The one above
well,
it... That,
I was going to say, if you got your testicles crushed, you're not really coming into the congregation.
Let's be fair, you wouldn't want to go out of the house, really, would you? Because they all wore little skirts back then.
True to that, man.
Which, I don't understand, there's one above it, which actually says, no man should take his father's wife that he may not uncover the skirt of his father. What the fuck does that mean?
Well, no,
so this book
nobody,
is talking about cross-dressing.
Nobody wants to see their skirt in a father. Their father in a skirt, rather.
This is talking about cross-dressing.
There are actual verses which forbid cross-dressing.
If you thought this thing has proven to be truth, evidence of virginity was not found in the girl. They must also bring the girl...
Nowhere in Ipswich.
They must... this is very true. They must also bring the girl out to the entrance of her father's house, and the men of her city must pelt her with stones, and she must die because she has committed a disgraceful folly in Israel by committing prostitution in the house of her father. So you must clear away what is bad from in the midst.
Hear, hear. Simpler times. Happier times. Simpler times.
Oh, in case there happened to be a virgin girl engaged to a man and a man actually found her in the city and lay down with
definitely
her...
Definitely not Ipswich.
You must also bring them both to the gate of the city and they must both be pelted with stones.
Wait, why?
I haven't got a clue.
Understood.
In case a man is found laying down with a woman owned by an owner... Both of them must then die together. The man laying down with the woman and the woman.
This is Stephen Levy Parks reading the Bible.
This is exactly what it says. I am not... I'm
AKA
not... Look,
podcast gold.
Look at this, look. The man laying down with the woman and the woman, so you must clear away what is bad out of Israel.
I know, man, you don't need to tell me this book is crazy. I've read this book, it's the mental...
Where is it anything about men having sex with men?
Oh, you don't want to. That's just going to depress you, man.
This whole book depresses. If you go by this book, then you can't do bollock all with your life.
Particularly bollock all.
Yeah, because he doesn't like that.
Yeah.
He doesn't like ball bags.
He is obsessed. God is obsessed with testicles, therefore I am...
And cocks.
Safe in my heart that it is right that we should also be obsessed with the crushing of testicles
mm-hmm.
by people... For example, one of the examples I'm about to read out now from a card using my eyes to translate the words to my mouth and tell you about
if
a
anything,
young lady.
This has just proved to me that God is gay. He loves the
cock. An interesting theory, Stephen, would you care to expand on?
Well, because he talks about dicks. I don't want dicks unless they're perfect. That's basically what he's saying.
He does seem to like perfect dicks.
Oh, it's a perfect cock.
Well, yeah.
I'm glad I had it with you.
Oh, man. This
not
is beautiful.
You.
It's like a hymn. It's like a modern-day hymn.
Hymn?
Hymn?
Another word for a man.
Ah, must be gay. It's like
gotta
a
be.
Conspiracy theory. Anyway,
you don't like conspiracies.
I do not. They're bollocks.
Ha!
Talking about bollocks.
Have a truffle.
No, I'm going to talk about Amanda Monty.
Oh, there's a name.
Okay, she's a...
Monty? Sounds a lot like... Oh.
Monty. Monty. I was Monty's double. She's a Liverpudlian girl. No, thank you.
Oh, God.
She's trying to fatten me up.
She's a Scouser.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what they're like.
Oh, I do.
She attacked her ex, Mr. Jeffrey Jones, because he rejected
Jeffrey
her
Jones.
Request for sex. I actually saw a picture of Amanda Monty. She wasn't that bad.
So basically, she said, I want sex, and he went, no, you're all right, love.
No, you're all right, love. And they had a bit of a fight.
Okay.
They took it out to the street, as they do.
As you do.
As they do
yep.
in Liverpool. And she ripped his underwear off.
Wow.
So
she was horny.
The guy was
clearly.
Like, oh, man, that's...
Was he a good-looking guy?
You'd be tripping, bitch. That's what he said.
Was he a good-looking guy?
I didn't see a photo of him.
Oh.
But he walked back into his house, sans underwear.
Without any pants on.
Yeah.
So his knob
and
was out.
And somebody said...
knives walloping about.
Oh, Jeffrey, you're bleeding a bit. So, woman walks into the house, opens her hand. He's got one of his testicles in her hand.
Holy shit. How the hell did he not know that his ball was missing?
It's Liverpool, man. He was drunk or high or... Just
how old was he?
Plain ignorant. Well, she was 27, so I assume he was around 16. It gets worse.
Oh, worse? How can you be... How can it get worse if she's torn his balls off.
She opened her hand to reveal the testicle and said, I think this is yours.
Like she had any doubt.
Popped it in her mouth.
Oh, she ate it.
She tried to swallow it, but unfortunately the Bush Tucker trial failed miserably and she spat it back out.
I hope he had some kind of blood disease.
Doctors tried to reattach the testicle.
But it was in her gob!
Yeah, she spat it out.
Oh, okay.
They didn't try and attach it while it was still in the mouth.
Oh, okay, because that would have been weird.
Weird surgery. That's like some weird science.
Weird science? The same name.
They tried to reattach it. Unfortunately, it was impossible. Amanda Monti got 2.5 years in prison for aggravated assault.
Just because he said, I don't want to slap one up you.
Yeah, exactly.
That's disgusting.
It is disgusting.
That is gross. What do you think to that then, Peter?
I cannot predict the answer with any certainty. Yeah.
Well, he's on the fence, which is kind of weird, but I guess that's the way it is. Anyway. This young man had his testicle ripped off. He found himself rising out of his body. He didn't want to be there anymore. He wanted to be somebody else. He wanted to be on a different planet, much like a good friend of mine who had a terrifying experience at the cinema. I would now like for you to hear about it.
It's not, is it?
Steve!
Oh, you son of a bitch.
Steve!
Hello, Molly.
Steve, how you doing, mate?
Well, I was doing...
Shut up a minute, Steve. Look at my body.
I'd rather not.
Look at my haunches. Look at my oversized ears and eyes. You think I'm Marley, don't you?
Yeah.
Well, you're right. And you're wrong! I'm sitting in a fish tank 2 miles away, controlling this body with my thought mind.
So you're actually a robot?
I'm an avatar. I've got avatar fever.
Isn't it avatar?
What?
Avatar.
What?
Avatar.
What?
I'm doing it again.
What? I got avatar fever. I'm all over the shop. I'm in this new body now. I'm walking around the house like a mental, touching your stuff, jacking into your iPod dock.
What are you doing?
Jacking into your iPod dock.
I'd rather you didn't jack over anything, thank you.
Okay, Doc.
You're gross.
Wow, you know, that's just your opinion, man. You just don't like me because I'm at one with nature.
But you're not...
I'm at one with nature, mate. I'm talking to the birds and the bees. I come from a primitive, simple culture that's unlike your corporate, big business, homosexual lifestyle. Why can't you just let us be, Steve? Why can't you just let us be?
I can't help it.
Why you gotta be such a cock? Why do you keep on trying to get my unobtainables?
Because...
Hand off my unobtainables!
Because I need it. It's worth money.
Okay, Steve. Is money all that's matter to you?
Why are you...
Why can't we just fall in love?
What?
What?
You're a cat.
Oh, yeah, fair point, mate. I could be in a body of a girl, though.
That wouldn't be interesting to me.
It'd be interesting to me.
Richard!
Steve!
Richard, come here!
Whoa, what's going on, man?
Tell him he's in some kind of robotic thing.
Oh, Richard, thank God you're here. I'm Annabelle the Cannonball. Why am I called Cannonball? I don't know, all I do is eat people. Is it because I'm fat?
Richard, I think you should put him to sleep.
Oh, man, this is because we watched a double bill of Avatar and Hannibal Rising last night, which is a weird double bill.
That's nothing to do with...
Steve!
Is it just
me? I'm going now!
Okay.
I'm drowning in a fish tank 2 miles from here!
Understood.
It really hurts.
Okay,
no. Drowning is the worst way to die, Steve.
Is it?
No, because you're going to die of autoerotic asphyxiation. Which is a lot worse because it's embarrassing for your friends and family you were left behind.
But I'd be dead, so it wouldn't matter, would it?
Yeah, but still.
That's what that guy, you know, that TV presenter...
When you get up to heaven, showing your willy to God, making sure he knows it's all right.
Well, let's be fair, he'd have to make sure it was a perfect size.
And your balls were untampered with.
Well, they're not crushed or removed.
Not yet. You keep on giving me the lemon, it will renegotiate, mate.
I think you're getting a lag.
Marley, go away, man. Go, just leave. I've put some prawns in an old clog. You can eat them. We'll talk about it later.
Someone actually asked me, doing some shout outs to
shout outs
to Terry and June? Stevie.
Okay. Is that a gay couple?
No.
Okay.
A big up to those two. Everyone who
sound gay.
Everyone who ever listens to the podcast who I know, which isn't very many.
Nope.
And indeed anyone who's ever listened ever. This is a shout out
to
you.
Very nice, thank you. And yes, shout out to all the usual people. I'm not going to name names because it will be unfair, but we love you all very much. And Stephen, do you have anything else to say before we round off this episode of Rich and Steve Podcast?
Yes, you've got your socks inside out.
Almost certainly. And on that bombshell, we bid you all
a farewell.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.